手放すことが必要だと聖書は語っています。
私
たちの心の中に多くにあるそういう負い目、まあ、借金のね、借用書みたいなのを私たちは取り除く必要があるんです。
And we have to go through the process until we no longer think that they owe me.
時間をかけて、そしてそれを吐き出していかなきゃいけないんですね。そして、あ、もうその人は私に負い目がないって言うまで時間をかけていかなきゃいけないんです。
Because Jesus already paid.
そのためにもうその罪の支払いをしてくださったからなんですね。
Jesus.
イエス様が
paid.
私たちのために
for the sins of the
whole 全ての人の罪をもう担ってくださったんですね。
ですから私たちは他の人の罪
を許しようがないんですね。その人の他の人に神様とその人に対する罪を私たちに握っておく必要はないんです。
So just as we finish today,
今日私たちが本当に考えたいことは、
we have to look at our own hearts.
自分の心を見たいということなんですね。
And we have to see, are there any grudges in our hearts?
この中でも誰かのこと嫌だなと思っているようなそういう硬い部分がないかと私たちは
見たいですね。Bitterness in our hearts?
他の人のことを思って嫌だなと思うようなそういう苦味的なものがあるかどうかなんです、ね。
Are there any bills that we're clutching in our hands or that we're stuck in our hearts?
握っても離さないようなものがあるかというと私たちが言うみたいですね。
Because forgiveness definitely is a process.
本当に時間がかかるものでもあるんです。
But forgiveness is a process that we need to go through.
私たちが本当に必要な過程でもある。
And when the disciples hear Jesus teaching, they
think
this is impossible.
もう無理、イエス様はちょっと私にはできないって弟子たちは思ったかもしれません
。 I can't live like this.
もうこんなことをイエス様おっしゃってることはちょっと無理。
I need more faith.
そのためには信仰が必要って弟子たちは思った。
And so as they listen to Jesus' teaching,
そしてイエス様の話を聞いた後に弟子たちはこのように答えました。
So Jesus has been talking all this time, and finally, the disciples say to the Lord, increase our faith. They thought that they needed more faith to live like that.
彼らはですね、このためにはもうちゃんとするためには信仰が増えなかったら無理だって弟子たちは思ったんですね。
They thought that they needed more faith so that they wouldn't be a stumbling block to other people.
他の人のためにつまずきの石になっちゃう。もっと信仰を増やしてください。進めてくださいって言ったんですね。
They thought that they needed more faith to speak the truth, to have wisdom, to speak the truth and love to people around them.
他の人のためには本当に信仰がなければ人々にしっかりと向き合うことができないと弟子たちは思ったんですね。
And they knew that they certainly needed more faith to forgive.
許すためにも信仰が必要だと彼らは思ったから
All the hurts that they have been wrong.
彼らの熱さ、本当に心の痛みを通しても本当に許すためには信仰が必要だと弟子たちは思ったんですね。
And they just have this one small request. Increase our faith.
私たちの願いをイエス様に言ったんです。どうか私たちの信仰を増してくださいイエス様。
But this is Jesus' response.
でもですねイエス様の答えは違ったんですね。
The Lord replied, If or since you have faith like a mustard seed, and you are saying to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, it would obey you.
しかし主は言われた。もしあなた方にからし種ほどの信仰があったなら、この桑の木に根こそぎ海の中に割れと言えば言いつけ通りになるのです。
イエス様は言うん
ですね、あなたたちはもう十分に信仰がある。
you have enough faith. God has given
もうあなたたちにも神様は十分な信仰を与えているんです。
Now, use
ただ必要なのはその信仰を用いなさい。神様与えた信仰。
So what is faith?
じゃあ信仰って何でしょうか。
There are different places in the Bible that tell us about faith.
いろんな箇所で信仰について私たちに教えているところがありますけれども。
But in the Gospel, faith is belief that Jesus is the Son of God.
イエス様が神の子であるという告白が信仰だと教えているんですね。
Faith is belief.
信仰は信じること。より頼むこと。
That the Son of God was born.
神の御子が生まれ。
And that the Son of God was to die for sin.
And
the Son of God was resurrected for the sins of the world. And with his birth, and with his death, and with his resurrection, the kingdom of God had come to this world. In other words, the rule of God
had begun.
The power of God had come to this world. And Jesus' life showed them this power. Jesus' death showed them this power. Jesus' resurrection showed them this power. And through faith, the disciples could experience this power in their own lives. And so can we. We often think, I can't. This is just too hard. But Paul actually teaches us the same thing. Paul teaches us that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living within each Christian believer. So I want to look at these words of Jesus one more time. As we're thinking about what is faith, I want to paraphrase what Jesus' words mean. It becomes kind of an explanation of what the words that Jesus said
mean.
The meaning of the Greek would be explained in this way. You have faith. You do have faith like a small mustard seed. You do have that small faith. So if you were continuing to say, if you had been continuing to say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, if you had been continuing to say that, the tree would have listened to you. And it would have been done as you said. Jesus is telling us, use the faith that you have been given. You don't need more faith for your faith to grow. You need to use that faith. You need to trust God. You need to live out the faith that God has given you. So is Jesus talking in this passage about making trees fly? You know, a lot of times Christians kind of think about this magical word of faith. But the great miracle is not making trees fly. The great miracle is change in our heart. The great miracle is when our hard heart care and love for other people, the great miracle is when we can start to care about the people in our world more than the desires that we have in our heart. The great miracle is that we can live as true followers of Jesus Christ.
ということが素敵なものですね。
the great miracle is that we can trust in a God that we can't see with our eyes.
見ることはできない、この目で見ることはできない、神様に従っていくことは奇跡でもあるんです。
And even though we can't see,
私たち見ることができなくても、神様を
we can choose
私たちは選ぶことができますね。
To obey.I just ask all of you to close your eyes for a minute. And I just ask that we could all listen to God. I want to ask the worship team to come back up. But I want each of us, even the people in the worship team, to search our hearts.Where is the place in your life that you need to trust God more? Not that you need more faith, but you have to use the faith that by grace you have already been given. And if you're just looking in your heart and you're thinking, I don't have any faith at all, if you've never received Jesus as your personal Savior, you can do that right now. Or if you've turned your back on God and you've walked away from Him, you can turn around and you can put everything down and you can return to God, your Father in Heaven right now.
So
I just ask every single person here to look in your heart. And if you're honestly looking in your heart and you can say, I have no faith in my heart, but I want even a little bit of faith. We want to pray for you.I just ask that you would show us by raising your hand. If you honestly look in your heart and you say, I have no faith. Oh, Heavenly Father, please give me faith. See your hands. I would definitely pray for you.I ask the other people in this room that know they have faith in their heart. Even a minuscule, tiny bit of faith. I just ask that you would ask God to show you what you need to put down in order to use the faith that God, by His grace, has given to you. As we sing this next song, just ask that we would start just by maybe playing the music and not singing the words, and just to help, the worship team could help each person just really look at what is in our hearts and what God is saying to each one of us. And if we could let God speak, because He's a living God.
Lord, One more time. Life glorified, I will glory.